We're backstage at the Wells Fargo Center. It's Jackson here for the 50th finale with Metallica tonight. And joining me is Lars Ulrich. What a pleasure.
Dude, well, right back at you.
Thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it. Thanks for playing our 50th. This is a big deal for us, man.
Unbelievable. And this is, you know, all the places that we played last summer on our outdoor stadium run, Philly is the only city that we're coming back to.
Yeah.
Just because of you.
We love that.
Whatever that's worth to anybody. Yeah. So we're back at Philly one more time. It's been 15, 16 months maybe.
Yeah.
It was May or June of last year. And now we're back. And this is the only major A-market city that we're coming back to just because of you guys. Happy birthday.
And we love that you're doing that because we've had people tell us, they go, no, Metallica's just rolling back through again. It's not for you guys. And we're like, did you see the video we made? And you just confirmed it again.
Absolutely.
So we actually, the last sighting we had.
Did you tell anybody that we were playing tonight?
I did, a few people. Just some friends.
Just checking. All right.
Just friends. Is that cool?
Okay. So it's like a party. It's not like a concert.
I mean, it's not going to get out of hand.
Okay. It's a true birthday party.
It's a true birthday party.
Okay, good.
We had phone calls and text at the radio station spotting you at a Coldplay show with, one would assume, your wife.
I think you have most of that right.
Yeah,
you have to.
Well, a lot of people are like, Lars is in town. Lars is in town. And we're
like,
where?
You have to replace the word Coldplay with the word Radiohead.
Was it Radiohead? It was Radiohead.
It was Radiohead.
It was Radiohead.
But we were here a couple, three, 4 days in, it was about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. It was in like August. In Jess and I's marriage, are you a married man?
Yes.
Okay, yep. You know about compromises and you know about giving and taking.
Yeah, I try.
And so in our relationship, there's the Radiohead shows is, so there's a minimum of 4 Radiohead shows every year.
Every year.
Where I become the plus one.
Right.
Now, the one thing which I can tell you as long as you promise not to tell her is that I actually quite like Radiohead also. So it's not like a chore for me to go to a Radiohead show. But this is it's her. I am the plus one.
That's awesome.
And we were here for a couple, 3-4 days. It was hot. It was humid, just the way you want Philly to be. And everybody was super just embracive and open. And we had a great couple days. And now we're back.
So any bands you drag her out to see?
I drag her to do plenty of other things. I know you caught me off guard there. We were in Copenhagen a month ago celebrating my dad's 90th birthday, you two were in town,
right.
And so I dragged her to go and spend an hour with you two, and so you two is my Radiohead. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
There you go.
Very cool. So last time we saw you at the Link, before that. We saw you. We were fortunate enough to see you at probably going to be top 3 shows I've ever seen in my life at Webster Hall in New York City for that little industry.
Yes.
So we saw you guys at the Electric Ladyland Studios for the listening party.
That's right. Sure, yeah.
And then went over to Webster Hall for, again, what was, for me as a fan, was just like one of the most amazing experiences of my life. So the question would be, do you prefer to play those stripped down shows in front of a small crowd, or do you prefer to play the big stadium?
I prefer to play all of the different. The main thing for us is the diversity and playing different. So playing at Webster Hall and then playing your stadium and now playing the arena, that's like the perfect. Every time we come to a city or every time you experience Metallica, the fact that it's in a different venue, a different setup, a different dynamic is what's cool. I think you should never see the same band in the same venue back to back. So I think it's always great to be able to come in and have a different setup and a different show, different aesthetic and a different dynamic just to always make it different.
Yeah.
We have a kind of a fear of repetition and a fear of complacency. So the fact that it's always different is what keeps us on our toes.
So a little bit of everything. Yeah.
Exactly.
You just like to mix it up. So I was thinking about this today. Arguably one of the biggest rock bands in the world. I mean, you guys have sold millions of records. You've got countless Grammys, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And a lot of friends in Philadelphia.
You're going to see tonight. A lot of friends in Philadelphia. That amount of success over that many years, the longevity, everything. And I was thinking back to when you always read about the article you put in the, was it the Recycler? For people to play in a band, 1981?
It was about 140 years ago. It was about 1870, something like that.
Right.
It was a while ago, yeah.
So did you ever think back then, because we all love a success story. But did you ever think back then when you're running, you know, running an ad in the paper for guys to jam with, that it would culminate in this monster that you've created?
Emphasis on monster, right? Of course not. I mean, you know, when you're 17, I was 17 and full of spunk and full of dreams. But I, at that time, I didn't have the capacity to, you know, what we now we use the phrase the long game.
Yeah.
And so you're just thinking, hey, if I, you know, maybe we'll start a band and we'll have some fun. Or we'll drink a few beers or we'll meet a few people. It's like that was the extent of it. So at that time, if you could see, you know, 3 months down the line, maybe we'll go play a show. maybe we'll get a full lineup. Maybe we'll end up on the Sunset Strip playing like a show in Hollywood. Woo! So that's kind of the extent of what you see as the possibilities when you're 17. I mean, all kidding aside, obviously, and like Mick Jagger all those, you know, Pete Townsend and all those guys. I mean, I can't get no satisfaction. I hope I die before I get old. I mean, nobody thought that rock and roll would endure and that it was something for super young people or just a fad or whatever. So here we are. You guys are having your 50th birthday. You know, we're 37 years into this, just getting started, by the way. So who would have thought that, you know, you could still have a conversation about these things, you know, in 2018? Yeah. Because at that time, you know, rock and roll, it just wasn't supposed to last.
Yeah.
You know, rock and roll was not supposed to be played by people in their 70s, their 60s, or in our case, in our 50s, you know?
And so if you could go back and, because obviously, you know, there were some tumultuous times. I mean, you guys, you know, you had your ups and downs throughout the years. If you could go back and give 1981 Lars a piece of advice from today's Lars, what would that one piece of advice be?
Leather jackets should remain black.
Okay. Okay. That'll work.
Not white.
Right.
No, I don't know. I guess the one thing, like I said, long game is what we hear ourselves talk about a lot. Is just how do you sort of you know, unlike, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, so it's not meant, but you know, everybody else is a lot of people are retiring, and we feel very energized and rejuvenated and kind of we want to go long. Yeah. We hope we can get another 20, 25 years out of it. I don't know what it's going to look like. Right. I don't know what it's going to sound like, but that's in our heads.
Yeah.
So we're not sitting there thinking retirement or this or that. I mean, we're sort of more the opposite. So I would say for us, everything we do is kind of the long game.
Yeah.
And back then, you know, when you were 17, you only think of like the next 5 minutes.
Right.
Where's the next beer?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
So that's kind of the different mentality nowadays.
Very similar to our radio station, 50 years. 50 years. And I was thinking about this. That's fathers, that's sons and daughters, and even their sons and daughters that have grown up or are growing up listening to this radio station. Something that's been passed down through the generations. Same with your band. Like, when you go to shows now, you see guys who grew up with your band now bringing kids.
That's crazy.
Their kids to your show. And you see their kids wearing the Metallica.
Unbelievable,
shirt,
right? Yeah. I mean, there's more.
That's got to feel good.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, there's more younger kids at our shows than I can ever remember.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like, half the audience is under 20. And it also feels more like sort of 50-50 between boys and girls now.
Yeah.
Which it obviously didn't quite do 20, 30 years ago. And so it's amazing how rock and roll and harder rock and what we're doing just continues to appeal to, you know, there's a rite of passage, you know, but it feels like it continues rather than regressing. It feels like it's actually spreading. And half the people that are coming to our shows are seeing Metallica for the first time. It's pretty awesome.
Well, that's you know, credit to your band, because you guys continue to put out just amazing, amazing music. This last record is some of the best stuff.
Well, thank you.
That I've heard since the beginning. I mean, it's just like you guys ever seem to slow down. So, that, you know, and I'm sure your fans are going to love to hear that you guys still have the long game in mind, that you plan on still rocking out 20 years from now. And those kids they're bringing to the shows are going to love that, too. Love that, too. We really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today, Lars.
It's great to be back here. Like I said, this is the only big city that we're coming back to.
Right.
And we're playing a bunch of different songs tonight for everybody. And And we're psyched to go out and see all our friends once again on behalf of everybody in Metallica. Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting us to your birthday shenanigans.
Yeah, thank you for doing it.
Of course.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Great to see you again.